Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange.
Used to be a textile mill, jobs for everyone in town. It was uneasy labor, but nobody turned it down. Now the windows stare like vacant eyes, boards across the door. Corporations shut it down, moved to Mexico to make a penny more.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Montgomery has a talented singer-songwriter and digital artist, Bob Corley, whose video on YouTube carries a powerful message. You're hearing the introduction to his original song, A Penny More. Bob joins us with the story behind the music and the video.
This used to be a cornfield stretching out across the plain, drinking in the precious sun, soaking up the rain. It fed a million people long before you and I were born. Corporation bought the land, paved over the corn to make a penny more.
Bob, I'm excited about your YouTube video of A Penny More. Tell me how you came up with the video.
Well, December of 2001 was the big Enron collapse, commodities, energies, et cetera, and just an absolute collapse. And early in 2002, driving to Nashville for some workshops on public radio, I heard this long story about the collapse and how it affected people. You know, it wasn't just the big dogs and the corporate people. It affected people all the way down the line, not just employees, but also investors. And I wrote part of it by the time I got to Nashville, and it probably took me another couple of weeks. I don't know that I actually set out to make it about small farms being bought up and manufacturing moving outside the U.S. Just this concept of some of corporate America will do anything to make that penny more. I actually wrote it, I think it was 2003 or 4, and recorded on the CD in 2008. The video, I did that last year. During pandemic, I did another video for another song on there, because everyone was locked inside, and that just kind of got me, whetted my appetite for seeing what else I could do, and A Penny More was the result of that.
In the introduction to that video, it states, the U.S. lost more than 5 million manufacturing jobs in the last 25 years, followed by another statement, in one generation, more than 11 million acres of farmland have been lost to development. I don't know that most of us had put all of that together.
Well, when I wrote the song, those stats were not in my mind. I just wanted the visceral, hopefully poetic, laying out of some of the things that happened, the loss of farms, the factories closing down, all to make that one penny more. But when I started conceiving of the video, I thought I needed a little bit of an explanation that would bring it to home very quickly. And I think those two statements probably pretty much set it up.
A penny saved, a penny earned, a penny for your thoughts. They count the pennies, they don't count the cost to make a penny more. Shut the mills, pave the fields, watch the profits soar. Hands have built this country, can't find work anymore. Now the cornfield is a parking lot, the runoff fuels the flood. There are no crops to hold the water and turn it into food.
Bob, the story, the photography, the words, the music, it's all compelling. What do you want your viewers and listeners to get from this?
Hopefully the song is compelling and people will listen to the song, close their eyes, don't look at the video and get something from it. But I think the most interesting thing about this video is the shots of me that Sandra took on my iPhone, probably 15-minute drive from here and some old buildings. The rest of the video I got from either Creative Commons or a place called Pixel. These are royalty-free, free videos. So, I mean, I created this thing with other people's work. They get credit at the end. I do give them credit for it. But there's so much great material out there. The problem was find the stuff that fit most appropriately for the lyrics. But for anybody out there who wants to do their own music video with their music, they need to check out these sites that allow you to use their video just for credit, because they're out there.
The whole philosophy makes us stop and think of what's happening to our country. You've got a line in there, corporations shut it down, move to Mexico to make a penny more. They count the pennies. They don't count the cost to make a penny more. How did you come up with that?
I will say that listening to that public radio story started me on the journey to the end of the song. But specific words, I've been writing songs for 50 years or more. So you get into a habit of how to pick out the right words, where to use consonants, where to use vowels. Populate your song with what the pro songwriters call furniture, like the windows, the vacant eyes. Those are all individual pieces of a visual nature that hopefully register in people's minds.
And as you know, the farming economy is so crucial to Alabama. Here's another line in your video. Used to be a cornfield, fed a million people long before you and I were born. Corporation bought the land, paved over the corn to make a penny more. So you're talking about, you know, you're making this profits, but look at the real human cost.
You're right. And there's an old line from way back, people over profits. And yes, a for-profit corporation is a for-profit corporation. But I think there are elements that can be included in corporate philosophy that keep your shareholders happy with your bottom line, but don't sacrifice either your other workers or going for the lowest possible price on the market. I think there's so much more than profit that we need to pay attention to across the board in every industry. But yes, corporations have to make money. But I think paying more attention to the result of going away out of the country to manufacture or putting up a shopping center where there used to be a family farm, I think those things have to be considered.
What you're talking about is called corporate good citizenship. And we do have corporations who do exhibit good citizenship. But I think this video makes us look a little bit deeper.
I would like to think so. And you're right. There are corporations who designate X amount of their profits to plant forests or to improve housing. There are those corporations out there. My sense is we need to have more of them who are better stewards of both the environment and the people who work for them and the people who purchase their products.
Well, Bob, back to the YouTube channels. How can your listeners watch your video, A Penny More?
If you just Google YouTube and look up Bob Corley 3, you should come up. Penny Moore is there. There are several other videos, some travel videos. Penny Moore is on that site on YouTube.
Well, thank you for joining us today, and I love the video.
Thank you.
That was Montgomery singer-songwriter Bob Corley. His song, A Penny More, is featured on YouTube.com. The album, Bob Corley, Never Too Late, includes A Penny More and 10 other original songs by the talented musician. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.
This used to be a textile mill, jobs for everyone in town.